I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
It does have the energy of like watching Hillary lose state after state. It does feel like that a little bit. I'm feeling it. You guys, we are coming at you today.
Super Tuesday.
Super fucking Tuesday. So we don't really know the full results yet, obviously, because we record before 11 p.m. and that's when California is going to close and that's going to be a big fucking deal. But like, Jesus Christ, how did we get from the most diverse set of candidates to ever grace the stage to getting just old white people? Like, mostly men. I went from being excited to vote for potentially 80% of the people that were debating to now being excited to vote for 20% of the people who are left. Like, how the fuck did this happen? And just like, it was so fucking weird. Like, everyone was like, Biden is sunk. Biden is not going to do well. And then he won South Carolina. And they're like, he's the anointed one. Everyone vote for Biden. And Buttigieg and Klobuchar just like, we're like, yeah, we're dropping out now. Oh, I didn't even tell you this. I was texting with someone from the Buttigieg campaign and they were like, do we have your vote for March 10th? And I told them what I told everyone, which was that I'm waiting for Super Tuesday to decide. And she was like, well, Mayor Pete will be in the race way past then, and then dropped out the next day after I'd been texting with one of his campaign people. I was like, she clearly had no idea what was going on. How did we get here? Joe fucking Biden, that guy?
I can't even. I'm so distraught. I can't. It was all fun and games when he was Obama's little sidekick and we were making little meme memes.
Yeah.
And then we all remembered the horrible shit he's done in the last 30 years.
Yep.
He's an in-the-closet Republican.
For sure. He was fucking terrible to Anita Hill. Let us not forget that.
He was the author of the Patriot Act?
Yeah. Yep. He did that. He's done some awful shit in his time.
I'm not excited. And I can't believe Pete and Amy are backing him.
Well, I mean, that's what they decided had to happen to get the moderate votes united. And so now the progressives are split between Bernie and Warren, giving Biden a greater chance to the nomination. Shannon's staring in the distance thoughtfully.
I can't even.
We have literal Hermione Granger as an adult running for president, and y'all don't want to vote for her? What the fuck is wrong with you?
She's smart. She's articulate. She has a plan.
For everything.
She's like Hermione and Amy.
Yeah. Yes.
She's got a binder man tabs.
Amy, that's Amy Santiago from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, in case you guys were missing the reference. I knew what we were talking about. But
we just watched 3 hours of it.
But I wasn't sure if you all did. Yeah. She's like Hermione meets Amy Santiago. She's got a fucking plan for everything.
I wanted her as president halfway through the last election when she was coming out and talking shit about everyone. And I was like, this woman is smart.
Yeah.
We need her to run. I would vote for her.
Well, that's what's fucking ridiculous. Everyone did. Everyone was like, oh, you know, like, it's not that I have a problem with a woman for president. I just don't like Hillary. I would totally vote for Elizabeth Warren. Do you know how many fucking millions of people said that? Where the fuck are you now? Where are you?
Sucking Biden's cock.
Definitely. Definitely tickling those balls. I just fucking hate it. I'm sick of it. So you guys, that was a rant. Are we done ranting? Do we need more rant time?
I gave Elizabeth money last night.
Good. I am giving no one money.
I gave Bernie money last year. I don't even think
4 years ago?
Yeah. I don't even know if I gave Hillary money. I usually do. I probably gave her some money.
So, in 2016, everyone I gave money to lost. And in 2018, everyone, and I gave money to a fuckload of people. I, like, all of the contended, like, possible Senate races, I gave money. And the only one who won was Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona. And it wasn't called until the next day, so the night of election. I was like, cool, none of my people won. And then the woman who ran against her as a Republican was given McCain's seat. So the woman who lost the fucking election went to Senate
got
anyway.
Got a seat anyway.
Went to the Senate anyway. So I, and then this year, you know, I gave a ton to Julian. My boy Julian. So, and then, you know, he dropped out fairly early. So I just decided I'm not giving any money to anyone. No, actually, this is what I'm doing.
I love how you have texting relationships with everyone's offices, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, I have been texting. I've texted this week alone. Oh, when Bloomberg's texted me, I said, vote for Trump 2 electric boogaloo. No, thank you. That guy's the worst.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but I, like, I've texted with everybody this week. I've texted with Bernie's campaign. I've texted with Elizabeth's campaign.
Bloomberg is the only one to be advertising in America Samoa.
He won American Samoa. He,
my buddy's there working for the census
that's
for
funny.
Next year, and he posted about it today.
That's really funny. Yeah, he won it.
I can imagine if Elizabeth had put up a poster, she might have won it.
That's very funny. Hang on. They posted the votes, and he was like, that's not percentages, that's vote totals. One of them was 100, and Bloomberg got 175 votes, and Tulsi Gabbard got 108 votes. And so now she has her first delegate. She's still in the race. Did you remember that she's still in the race? Yeah, she's also a closet Republican. But the vote totals for American Samoa was so funny. Let me see if I can find. I know that I saw it, but I don't know where. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't find the vote totals, but I'm sure that he had 175 total votes. That was the total number of votes that he got. So he won that one. Good job, Bloomberg. Nailed it. So yeah, when Elizabeth Warren's campaign texted me, I was like, tell the senator I love her.
I'm sorry, I can't be there tonight.
Yeah, because she's in Michigan tonight.
Yeah, she's in the Eastern Market.
Yeah,
doing a rally outside.
Yeah, that's wild.
Go balls on that woman.
She's so ballsy.
An outside rally in Michigan in March.
That's one of the things I love about her ballsiness.
She's got brass balls, man.
That she does. That she does. So what else happened this week?
Did you see her skit with Stephen Colbert?
No.
Taking his meat?
No.
They were eating ribs and talking about her policies and taxes on the rich.
Yeah.
And she's like, the tax I'm proposing is this much meat. And it's like this tiny, itty-bitty sliver corner of the rib. And Stephen Colbert is like, no, that's my meat. It's all my meat.
That's very funny. I love that. She's great.
She was like, give me your meat, you jerk. It's for the children. Or something like that. Don't quote me.
Right. No, of course. I'm sure it was very funny. I loved Meghan McCain complimenting her.
Yes.
Oh, God. I just loved watching you go for the jugular last night.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's so nice. I just think that Liz thought she was about to get roasted by Meghan McCain and was surprised to get complimented.
Meghan's hit or miss, but she's pretty level-headed. I've always kind of liked her.
Yeah.
Except for when she's being crazy.
Same.
So I think she sees the writing on the wall. This administration has done her and her family horrible. So
yeah, no shit.
I think she's about to vote Democrat.
All right, nobody wants to hear about politics.
Yeah, there were quite a few articles of like why Republicans should vote Democrat, like why Elizabeth is like good for Republicans.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I couldn't read the articles though because they were New York Times. They were locked down.
I hate that.
Hate that.
I want to read the good shit.
I don't want to pay for it. I just want to read it. let me have my two free articles a month per IP address.
That's right. That's right.
So, speaking of New York.
Start spreading the news.
Do, 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 do.
I'm leaving in March.
Do, 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 do.
I'm gonna walk till my blisters bleed. New York, New York.
I'm sorry, we have to go on a second rant.
Okay.
Fuck Spirit Airlines. Fuck them right into their puckered little poo holes.
I told everyone about that.
Yeah, did you?
At work. Like, look at this shit!
So, you guys remember that they left us...
Stranded and for dead.
In the air... They were going to cancel that flight. They were for sure just going to be like, good fucking luck. Like, how would we have even gotten home?
I don't know, man.
Like, fuck them. They were just going to leave us for dead in the airport with our $14 worth of vouchers. And so, as you remember, I bitched at them real hard, and they gave me $150 that I had to spend within 60 days. And they said to me, you can only use this for your flight, which I assumed meant that I could not use it for my baggage or choosing my seat. Isn't that what you sort of assumed?
They said you can use it for flight and no other blah, 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 blah. So I assumed it was the cost of the flight minus the government taxes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, like, I knew I couldn't spend it on baggage, checking in early, and I assumed that it was government taxes. So I figured, well, if I'm going to buy a $200 flight, I'm still going to pay $50.
Right.
Because that's going to cover the mandatory government taxes and airport fees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. We still, like, let's back up to other things that have happened to me. AirTran lost my luggage for 2 days and gave me a free flight good for a year.
Everything included.
Everything. I didn't. Yeah.
You might have paid $10 in taxes.
Yeah. I didn't even pay. No, I didn't pay anything. No, I paid a little.
It's like when
bit.
I use Delta Miles, I have to pay like $10 in taxes.
Right. So tell me, Shannon, what did flight cover?
So when you cash out, you can click on the drop-down menu, and it will break out your flight.
Like break down all
break down all the cost and fees. And the $130 flights I found round trip to New York for Isla and I, quick weekend over spring break, because, you know, I can't say no to, you know, accumulating more additional debt
for a trip.
That post from Tina hit home real hard today. My flight out of $130 cost $9. That's 9 divided by 2.
That was the line item.
$4.50 for my flight. Line item.
The line item that says what the flight is and all of the rest of it. So how many flights do you think we would have to buy to use up our $150?
Probably about 40 flights. Yeah. I think those codes are only good for once, by the way.
Really?
Because, like, if you read the fine print again, it says... Cover flight up to $50.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck those assholes. Mm-hmm.
So I got to use $11.18 of my $50 voucher because I was buying two tickets and only my ticket was an allowable cost, which was fine, which I figured that was going to be it anyway. But I figured also BOGO, buy one, get one free. Spend $130, not, you know, $260.
I'm never flying. Like, I was open to it possibly in the future or whatever. I am never going anywhere near them again.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them hard. That's so goddamn fucking rude. I mean, they even treated me better when they left me in LaGuardia all day. And I stole my soda and ran away because they only gave me a $7 voucher then, and it did not cover the cost of a calzone and a pop, so I ran away. But they gave me a bunch of coupons. Like, I got a free drink on the next flight. Like, they gave me a whole little, like, pack of coupons. That pack of coupons was worth more than our quote-unquote $150 worth of vouchers. Spirit fucking Airlines, eat a goddamn bag of dicks. Do you hear me? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you right in your fucking faces.
Oh, should we send the president a bag of dicks?
Oh, we should. Let's send the president a bag of dicks.
Yeah. Both of them?
Yeah. Yeah, let's send him.
I might actually be willing to spend $20 on a bag of gummy dicks to send it to the president of Spirit Airlines. I wonder how many of those he gets a month.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, Jesus Christ, they gave me more on my birthday when they gave me a muffin.
Legit.
Eat shit and die, you fucks. All right, I'm done. I'm done with Maggie rants. Joseph listened to the episode where we told the story of me throwing cheese fries, and he texted me in caps, Maggie Mayville. Cheese is not a weapon.
Oh, Maggie Mayville.
Maggie Mayville. Cheese is not a weapon.
Oh, man.
Cheese is not a weapon.
Hashtag. We're going to get that on shirts for PenguinCon. Oh. Hashtag cheese is not a weapon.
I love
for
it.
For our cheese panel.
I love it.
Which I haven't heard back from yet. And PenguinCon's really, like, at the end of the month, right? No, end of April.
End of April. But it's late for us not to have heard back from them. Yeah. It's really late. I wonder what's going on.
Or just lollygagging.
I guess.
You know all the drama that happens behind the scenes?
Literally every year.
Yeah.
All the drama, Obama. Obama llamas.
Yeah. Oh, Obama, how I miss thee. Let me count the ways.
Yeah. Me too. So I did start my new meds. And I feel like shit every day. They're terrible. My brain is feeling better, but everything else is awful.
Yeah.
I have a very sensitive system, and every time I switch meds, I'm like totally fucked. So it's been a fun week.
Do you guys stick with it for like 3 weeks?
Yeah. It's already better than it was, but still not great. Not great.
Yeah, I saw the insomnia warning, and I was like, oh, I got insomnia real bad when I was on speed. So, like.
Yeah, no, this isn't speed, though. Not the same way. It just, the only reason I was having, so.
I wasn't jacked up on speed. I was just like, couldn't go to sleep.
Right. No, I know, because you take it early, and it's supposed to wear off. No, I get it. I was having two side effects that were keeping me awake all night. It wasn't actual insomnia. One was, and this one is listed high on the list of things, is heart palpitations. So I could just hear my heart, like, in my fucking ear. Right? So that was awful.
When it's really quiet, because it's dry in here,
yeah.
I can hear my nose whistle, and it drives me fucking nuts. Oof.
And then also one of the other ones is stomach discomfort. And my stomach was just like, brah, it was like the rolling seas during a storm.
Now that we're yeah, you had a real good sound effect earlier.
Was it worse? Was it better than that one? Or what?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was better than what you just did. Made I had a laugh, so I know it was good.
Legit. Too legit to quit.
Hey, that should be Warren's new theme song.
Right? Yes.
Kick butt.
She should get my new favorite song. I'm that bitch.
Yep.
I'm obsessed with it. So that's from the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race. I know you don't really watch anymore.
I don't have real TV.
I thought I gave you my VH1 login.
I don't remember.
I really thought I gave you my VH1 login.
I could use a Pop TV login.
Yeah.
For Schitt's Creek.
I'm nodding. I found out that they are canceling The Magicians. And that show has already been all filmed, and they always leave on a cliffhanger. So we're just going to... I fucking hate it when that happens. If you're going to cancel someone, tell them. Don't do it before they've had time to wrap up the show. That's such... So fucking rude to the goddamn fans.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a two-hour wrap-up movie or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Fans have a lot of pull these days, so...
We'll just have to start a Twitter fight. Be like... Well, because it is on Netflix, so we'll just have to text Netflix a lot. Yeah, you heard me. I'm texting them.
Be like, Netflix, bitch. I know you got that money, honey.
Right. Just give us a wrap up. Wrap up the dick. Wrap up the dick of the show.
Wrap it up.
We're not there actually right now yet. I don't have a ton of news outside of, like, I just stayed in bed and chattered a lot this week. You heard me.
Yeah.
We did have a leap day party. And we watched,
the Leap Day rom-com?
No.
I guess I could have watched that.
You could have. No, my friend and I who host the theme parties.
Ah.
So, it was things that leap. And so, I was saying that we should watch Center Stage, right? Ballerinas. And Princess and the Frog.
There's literally a French ballet cartoon movie called Leap.
Okay, but is it as good as Center Stage? Because I doubt it.
They have a dance fight.
Okay, but so to Center Stage. Did you never see Center Stage?
I didn't.
Oh my God. It's one of
my... Have you seen Leap? I think I've shown you the dance fight in Leap.
Yeah, you have shown me the dance fight in Leap. Center Stage is one of my favorite crappy movies from the early 2000s. I love that movie. Maybe it was even from 99. 2000. It was from 2000. I had it down. Don't you judge me. I know she wasn't. Shannon was just staring. So, yeah. Instead, my friend was like, yeah, I'll get Center Stage. And then she went to buy it, and it was like $25. And she was like, yeah, no, we're not doing Center Stage.
Yeah, no.
So we did Rocky Horror Picture Show because there's a jump to the left.
Yes.
So we times.
And a step to the right.
Yep, that's it. So that's that. And then next time we're doing like the occult because of the cool things that I bought. Our New Orleans trip is promoting next month's theme. And it's going to be the occult. And we're definitely watching Death Becomes Her.
Nice. Such, I love that movie.
Such a classic. How come?
Such a delight.
Why have we never watched that?
I love that movie.
I love that movie.
We should watch it.
Okay, definitely. I was like rewatching it recently, like not that long ago, and I was like, I can't even tell. Like the things in this movie are so good.
Was She Devil an occult movie?
I don't know.
I don't remember if she had someone work like a gypsy or something. Love Potion Number 9.
We were talking about, I was like, the scariest.
Death Becomes Her was good, though.
The scariest I would want to go would be, like, Evil Dead, because that one is so corny that, like, I know it's supposed to actually be scary, but it's real campy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We were talking about a lot of different options, but the one where we were all like, yes, is Death Becomes Her. That movie's amazing. That movie's so amazing.
Plus, everyone can dress up as the Hollywood stars that are dead.
Isabella Rossellini is amazing. Oh,
so to die for.
So to die for.
So perfect.
I saw her, and I really wanted to call out to her, but I could have gotten fired. So I worked at Animal Kingdom on the day that Expedition Everest opened, and so there were a lot of Disney Channel stars, and then also a lot of famous people who donate a lot to animal rescue things, and she is one of those people. I think she might own one, an animal rescue charity or some kind of something. I don't remember, but it was because of her work with animals that she was invited to be a VIP on the day of Expedition Everest, and she was wandering around the park before it opened, and she was like 200 feet from me, but as a cast member, you are not allowed to harass famous people, and you can get fired for that, mm-hmm. right? So I couldn't go up and be like, I love you. I couldn't even scream it from a distance, which I desperately wanted to do, but I did see her beautiful face. So that's that story. Now you know it.
Very nice.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't remember. I had stuff. I think just the these primaries have me all agitated. I need to file my taxes still.
Shh, we don't talk about that.
I'm going to take Isla to New York real quick. I still need to book a hotel for that. Made a to-do list. I don't know, man. Life is life.
Yeah, life is life.
Life is that more thing.
That more thing. I kind of want to do a mini episode tonight anyway because my throat really hurts. I think I might be coming down with something. And guess what I'm fucking doing this weekend? Stop yawning. You're ruining my time. Get it together. I'm trying so hard not to yawn because you yawn.
Partying?
Performing a wedding.
Oh, yeah. It's wedding weekend. Hogwarts wedding weekend. Oh, cute. I knew that. I thought about that today, that you had wedding weekend.
Look at how good my cookies are.
Yes, those are cookies you made.
They're not, I mean, I worked really hard. They're not perfect. Shut up. I worked so hard on those. You try to do as good as me.
Oh, I'm going to try with Catherine's cookies. But I bought fancy tools to help with that shit.
Such as?
Cookie cutters.
Those are
cookie and cutters. Cookie outlines, mm-hmm. decorating outlines.
I mean, I just had to do like the piping myself.
Yeah.
So the cutters cut the things right, and then I had to pipe it all.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I was just filling in the lines, it was still really fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Because frosting doesn't do what you want it to do. Look what I did to myself the other day while I was putting on my mascara.
Did you make frosting? Or did you buy it?
I bought frosting, a royal icing mix. Online.
Okay. I am going to hand make royal icing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever the shiny shit is that dries real quick.
Look at how cute.
Oh, is that tonight?
Yep. She said we were a kitty, and I was like, I thought we were angel devils. She said we were kitties.
Meow.
Yep, that's what she's doing. Isn't that funny? Yeah, so I have wedding weekend this weekend. I finally finished fucking with their ceremony yesterday.
Send it off for approval?
To whom?
The bride?
No. She told me I have carte blanche to do whatever I want. I covered the important things with her.
Okay. She doesn't want to see it?
Nope. She says it's like she's got too many things that are stressing her out.
All right.
I sent her the vows part because I felt like that was really important.
Do you want to send it to me?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, I can send it to you. Why are you worried that I did a poor job?
I don't think you did a poor job. It's always good to have a second eye.
Oh, my mom read it over last night.
Oh, okay. And what'd she say?
The only thing she said, so because the whole thing is nerddom, the whole thing has Harry Potter references, at the end when I'm doing the, like, blessing and pronouncement, I was like, as you go forth to start your origin story as a married couple, right? Because it's all nerddom, so this is their origin story. My mom was like, don't you mean original story? So I had to sit there and explain to my mom what an origin story was. That was her only note.
Maybe just drop origin. Okay. I don't know.
I mean, I think that most people would know what an origin story is. I was honestly surprised that my mom didn't.
Didn't you mean original?
Origin story.
You're going to get that from all the boomers.
That's fine.
Didn't you mean original? It was so nice, except that one part. I think you meant to say original story.
So no, I did have my mom.
Which makes less sense than origin story.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Origin story. How does my mom not know what that means?
Has she not seen a Marvel movie?
I know. And I was like, the origin story of Spider-Man is that he got bitten by a radioactive spider and became Spider-Man. So this is their origin story. Sitting there trying to spell it out for her. So, no, that's the only part.
Is this in Kalamazoo?
Yeah.
I saw online today there is a pizzeria called Bilbo's, and it's supposed to be a Lord of the Rings themed place.
I don't know why that's getting all of this, like, I've been seeing that going around.
It's been around forever.
It's been around forever. I've been there
many times. I saw the pictures. Does not look
new. I don't know why it's gotten so much, like, press lately.
It looked like a dumpy pizzeria with a map of Middle Earth framed on the wall.
You got it right. That's it. Yep. You nailed it. But the pizza's good. It's good pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it's worth going to because it's got good pizza.
I'm pondering paying for a Airbnb pizza tour in New York.
Oh, that's fun.
There's also a subway tour where you pay a guy $25 to ride the subway for 2 hours. But you get off at all the cool spots. The cool historic underground stuff. Read this line
from the wedding ceremony.
Oh, Steve and Stephanie had their first date at Bilbo's Pizza.
Yep.
Aw.
Yep.
That's their origin story.
And rather than cancel, he drove through a blizzard to go pick her up.
Aw, Scott and I both drove through a blizzard to meet each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. What a dream, what a delight.
So yeah, I knew Bilbo's because I've been there and because we'd been talking about it a bunch lately because I was putting that in their wedding. Because my dumbass cousin, I was like, so tell me about your first date. And he was like, and I was like, I don't.
Can't talk about that in a ceremony.
Not talking about that in front of grandma. They banged it out real good. Like, what the fuck do you want me to say?
Over Bilbo's Pizza.
I literally don't know where they went.
He took her to Middle Earth.
So I just kept on being like.
And she said, he is the one.
Yeah, exactly. The one ring. The one cock ring to rule them all.
One cock ring to rule them all. Pretty sure that's a porno.
We made up a porn.
No, I'm pretty sure it already exists. All those mock pornos already exist.
Yes, that's true. I told you about the one mock porno that I watched as a young one. It was called The Hole, and it was based off of
The Ring.
And 7 days late after you watched it, you became gay.
Ooh, I like that one.
So these, like, beefy guys were like, that's bullshit. I'd never suck cock. I'm super straight.
Nom, 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 nom.
And then the music comes in and they start looking at each other.
I love it. I would watch that.
I watched it
so,
like,
hard.
Fully clothed with friends. Like, we were all just like, bah!
Oh, we had porn parties all the time in college.
Yeah.
We watched Edward Penis Hands as a group once.
Oh, that one's a classic.
Such a classic. His penis hands go limp when he becomes addicted to coke. Oh.
Please tweet at us and let us know what your favorite, like, knockoff porn is.
I am so out of the loop. I haven't seen any modern ones, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen modern. I don't know any either, so I want to know. I want to know what your favorite movie knockoff porn is. Like, I really want to know. So tweet at us.
I would totally watch The Ring.
The Hole?
The Hole. Because that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I loved The Hole.
I love it when bros become gay.
Yeah, they were like bros. Yeah. They were like, that's fucking bullshit.
Bow, chicka, bow, 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 bow,
eyeballing each other.
Chicka, bow, 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 bow.
Why,
Tommy, your cock is amazing.
Yep. That was
nom, 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 nom,
nom. Oh, nom, nom. Yep.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm ready to wrap things up. I don't have a ton of news. I just needed to get out those rants that I was having.
Yeah.
I was having rants, and they needed to get out.
It's our therapy. Eight years of it, man.
So many.
So many.
So many years of therapy that we've been having. All right, so I just told you that you have to tweet us. So now that you know that now you need to write down our handles. So you first of all find us on the interwebs at That More Thing, but also tweet at us and tell us your favorite porno. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party. And you can include both of us in your one tweet.
Because we want to know.
We all, three of you who listen to this can tweet us. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
Just because we're related to two out of the three of you doesn't mean you can't tweet us, okay?
Right. Exactly. Exactly that. This has been episode something.
226.
Sure. I'm glad you know things. That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Five.